A listener production.
G'day and welcome back to Broadsheet Around Town. I'm Publications Director Nick Connellan. In the studio today, I have Melbourne food and drink editor Audrey Payne with me. Welcome, Audrey.
Thanks, Nick.
Hey, what was the best thing that you ate this week?
Best thing I ate this week was rojak from McCann in the city. So you've been to Indonesia before, right? McCann means to eat. So it's this great restaurant in the city on Collins Way. And it's just this great Indonesian restaurant. I can't believe it took me so long to get there.
So tell me about the rojak.
So rojak is this salad dish that is eaten in Indonesia. You also find it in Malaysia, in Singapore. And it's typically served with fruit or vegetables. And it's this really dark, kind of thick dressing made out of belacan, which is shrimp paste, sugar, chili, lime juice, sometimes tamarind. It's got this kind of lingering spice that creeps up on you.
Sweet, sour, spicy vibe.
Yeah. And when I was younger, I really wasn't into it because sometimes the shrimp paste can be a little bit intense if you don't really enjoy that flavor. But as a smarter, wiser adult, I really love it. It was served as a starter, which it usually is, but I wasn't expecting to have rojak. So at one point I thought they had brought out our dessert first because it's this beautifully plated salad of fresh fruits. So it looks like sometimes you go to a Chinese restaurant at the end of the meal, they bring out really well-prepared sliced fruit. So it's just a really refreshing start to a meal. And it came with dragon fruit that was really beautifully presented. And it just had that kind of comforting, homey feeling of someone sitting there slicing up fruit for you. And yeah, was the start to, I will say, an amazing meal.
Love that.
Yeah.
Give us the Melbourne food news this week.
Yeah. So this week we have seen a very exciting opening. Bar Spontana is all wild fermented drinks. So not just beers, which I guess people might be more familiar with, but also sake, rum, other spirits. And they're all served alongside Thai barbecue. This place actually feels very you-coded, Nick.
Funny you say that because yeah. I did sneak down there.
Oh, you did?
On the weekend. They opened about a week ago in Brunswick, I believe. And so it's the Mr. West guys. Mm-hmm. I saw that thing, you know, as you said, you-coded, wild fermented beers and Southern Thai barbecue. Gosh, it was really good. We had this little snack of deep fried enoki mushrooms, which is not something I would usually order. And so they come out, they're these little like kind of hair-like filament-like mushrooms and then they're deep fried. And it's like, you know, when you have French fries and there's the little off cuts that fall off the side and get ultra fried and ultra crispy, kind of like that vibe. There were some really beautiful skewers. There was a sticky rice cake with melty cheese in it, kind of fried on the griddle. So it's got this really dark crisp outside, but then inside is beautiful sticky rice, melty cheese. It was all really good and just a really nice relaxed vibe as
well.
It's in the old host dining space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm also super excited because we have some new opening news. So Enoteca Zingara, which is from the Alta Trattoria team, is opening just after Anzac Day. So Alta is more of a restaurant. This is going to be a true Enoteca in the sense that it is more of a wine shop where you can sit and get some snacky things. McKay Wilde, who's the chef at Alta, is going to also be doing the food here. And the name's really cute. So it used to be Gypsy Bar. Zingara is the feminine for gypsy. So it's kind of like nice little nod to the space and the neighborhood. I'm just really excited to see what that team does. Like they've done amazing things at their restaurant. Nigella Lawson just ate there. It has that seal of approval. So I think they're so serious about wine to get to see them actually explore that in this kind of bottle shop bar format will be really special, I think, and really nice for the neighborhood. And it's only a 3-minute walk up the street from their other restaurant.
Yeah, nice. That is exciting. Mm. What else we got?
Baker Blue is opening in Cremorne.
Wow, you can't stop those guys.
their
march continues.
I know. I feel like I see their country wheel all around the city. If people aren't familiar with Baker Blue, they're really well known for sourdoughs, but also take it really far. So they'll have sourdough croissants, but they're really dark and the lobes are really dark and crisp on the outside. And you get that really, this is going to sound so, I don't know, basic, but really like you can taste the fermented kind of sourness in the brand.
No, as it should be.
Yeah. So that's really exciting. This is going to be their biggest store. It's going to be more of a bakery cafe concept. So they're going to have a larger emphasis on sandwiches, more of the sourdough pizzas.
Great. So and when did you say that opened?
It should be in the spring, but TBC. And then Ostro, which is a popular bakery in South Melbourne, they do Austrian-inspired bakes. They actually stopped making bread in December, which was just because their focaccias and their danishes were way more popular. They've been working out of a production site in North Melbourne for a while now, so they've decided to move the entire operation over there. So no retail component yet, but should be open in the coming months. And I was talking to the owner, Sally, and she was talking about how she's really excited for people to be able to see where the products are actually made, and also really excited for her team who have been producing all these delicious things to have that connection with the customer at the end. So I think it'll be really lovely on both sides.
It's going to be a great scene in North Melbourne. Mm-hmm. They've already got a bread club there. They've got Marie Antoinette, which moved into the Beatrix Bake space, and Munze as well. So yeah, it's all happening there. Mm-hmm. It's time now, Audrey, to talk about our competition, which is in its third week, to win a $1,000 gift card that you can use at any restaurant in Australia, pretty much. Last time I asked you, you said that if you could, you would use it at Sleepy's in Carlton North. Has that changed in the past couple of weeks? Are you still dreaming about $1,000 worth of bottles and plates at Sleepy's?
I'm always dreaming about $1,000 worth of bottles and plates at Sleepy's. I guess I would also add McCann to the list after the amazing meal I had there.
$1,000 worth of Rojak. That'd be a lot of Rojak.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you want to win this $1,000 card, click on the link in the show notes and enter the code word on the house, all one word, all caps, for your chance to win. Every week we ask you, our dear readers, to submit your questions because broadsheet editors get a lot of them. And if we're being honest, we kind of love answering them. This week we're hearing from James in Port Melbourne.
Hey, Sam, I'm looking for recommendations for a first date spot in Melbourne, preferably somewhere in or near the city.
First thing that comes to mind for me is Gerald's Bar in Rathdown Village there in Carlton. It's kind of the one that started it all. But if we want to stretch beyond that, what would you recommend?
I think for a first date, it's good to go somewhere central. So I'm like, I'm going to reveal my secrets. I really like Bijou Bottle Shop in the CBD because there's no bathroom inside. So if you need a break, you can be like, I need to go to the restroom.
And leave the restaurant and just go.
No, not leave. Just
is this
like,
your vibe, is it?
Just reset. Just take some friends. Just get like a check in with yourself. But they also have food. So if you are hitting it off, you can stay and you can linger. You could go to Gym Palace just behind. You can go to Parks if you want to get some more wine and some more food. That's my go-to.
I mean, if you're in the city as well, it's always hard to go past Embla. I think you just need to go early if you want to kind of have a drink because it always gets so full. It's always so busy, but it is a great place for a drink. City Wine Shop as well is a real classic. What about outside of the city? Where would you recommend?
Bahama Gold is really good for a first date, especially if you want someone to kind of understand how cool and in the know you are, because it is one of those hotspots. That's not it's not pretentious though, and they're doing a pizza pop-up right now, so again, you can just go get some drinks. You can be like, hey, look at this cool pizza pop-up that I know about. So that's a good one.
I've been at Bahama Gold twice this week, still yet to try the pizza. I need to get into it.
I think Don's is good. Have you been there?
Don's in Paran?
Yeah, because it's also kind of just a wine bar. You can get a drink. I'm big into like you can just get a drink, but you can also have some food if you want. They have pasta on a spoon, which is very silly and fun. It's a good conversation starter. And again, I'm big into these venues where it's like near public transport, but also near a lot of other things.
You want that flexibility, don't you? You don't want to be locked into a full meal.
No, scary to get a full meal on a first date, I think.
Yeah, and you realize 10 minutes in and you're like, oh God, what am I locked into here?
And then I have a few friends who they don't really drink or they're not super comfy drinking on first dates. So they'll do like an ice cream date. I have one friend who will take a new suitor to the same ice cream place every...
Suitor?
Yeah.
Are we in Victorian England here, are we?
We are.
In the courting period.
That's why I'm not the relationship editor. she'll take a new fella to an ice cream store and kind of see what they order. It's like a scary little test she does. I would go to Carrotton.
Carrotton in Footscray?
In Footscray, Box Hill. There's also one in Chinatown. It's, again, kind of no matter where you are, you can get there. And you can taste different flavors. You can kind of start to suss people out while you're tasting the flavors. Where would you go?
I'd go to Luther Scoops in Brunswick. I absolutely love the butterscotch ripple there. And my hot take is that ice cream's better than gelato. I like it better.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. That's why I also love Sunday school. That could be a good one. And then you can go to Sleepy's after.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Another couple of picks from me would be Mino in Pasco Vale South. That's a really beautiful family-run gelateria. It's got always lots of kids there. It's just a really nice vibe. I've been enjoying recently Conno in Reservoir, kind of up near Edwards Lake Reserve. Pitapipo, Piccolina, the classics, they're all over the city. And then if you want to go like real old school, Jock's Ice Cream in Albert Park or Davy Max in Blackrock.
It's actually very sweet for a date. I also have to throw in Corey anytime we talk about ice cream. There's one in Hawthorne. There's a new one in the city. They have really great Japanese inspired flavors. They have things for dogs. So you could also suss out if your date has a pet.
Yeah, I love that.
I'm big into sussing people out on first dates.
I mean, that's
what it's for. Point.
So we got wine bars, we got ice cream. What about if you want to go on like a cool rock and roll date that's a bit more like fun?
You could go to Lulee Tavern in Abbotsford.
Ah, love that place.
Same
play
more.
Some pool, listen to Tom Petty, have a pint of Guinness on tap.
Damn. Where else is good? Lennon's House of Love.
Also South love Yarra. That place. It doesn't matter what I'm doing in South Yarra. When I'm in that neighborhood, I need to stop at Leonard's for a beer. It's always a vibe.
Also Cane Cutters just nearby.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's kind of a little bit more under the radar, but good vibes there as well.
Mm-hmm. I think they'll think you're really cool if you take them to any of those places.
And that's the point.
That is the point.
Audrey, let's talk about three of a kind. I can't believe we haven't discussed this before, but sandwich shops. Melbourne is going through an absolute boom, and it was very easy to find three that have opened just this year.
There's probably three that opened today.
Probably.
There's so many sandwich places opening in the best way. I'm not mad about it.
Well, let's get into them.
Yeah. One that I'm very excited about is Nouns in Malvern. It's in the former Stan's Deli spot, but just a super cool backstory. So you seem like you'd be more across this. Do you know what a noun is?
Not really.
Okay. So,
I mean, the word, yes.
Well, yes, but in like a NFT sense. So, a noun is this little avatar that's created.
A picture.
A picture made out of pixels. And there are little characters. They sell them every day. And then you're the person who owns that noun. But it also gives you the right to vote on how that money should be used. So, if you own nouns, you can pitch business ideas and then the other noun owners will say yay or nay. And that's how this deli was founded. Does that make sense? This guy...
It's a lot. It's a lot to wrap your head around.
This guy... I know. It took me so long to figure out the backstory of this place.
But we get the sandwiches.
Well, we get that's the sandwiches. And the sandwiches are very real and very delicious. There's a fried chicken sandwich. What else do you need?
So is it like a Italian-American deli vibe or something?
Less Italian, I think, like more strictly American deli. Like they don't have those kind of paninis that you'll see around town and things like that. It's those solid, well-stuffed American-style sandwiches, but not really an Italian influence. And you can get fries and you can get soft serve.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. And where would I go if I wanted a panini?
Oh, take your picnic. There's Piccolo Panini Bar, which is opened on Glen Perry Road, Hawthorne.
I remember that one. That's the one that's just like a party. There's just like a scrum of people out the front.
Mm-hmm. I believe the sign says no panini, no party. And it's just classic. Nothing too fancy, just good vibes, good solid sandwiches. And then there's also Three Salamis, which is opened in Essendon.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. What's that one about?
So that one, they use schicciata bread. And it's made by a local baker who they will not reveal the identity of.
It'll come out eventually.
It'll come out one day. But basically, they get all the bread, they slice it to order, and then they toast just the bread and put the fillings in while the bread is hot. So the idea is that it kind of infuses all the goodness from the filling into the bread, but you're not getting like a heavy toasted sandwich.
Yum. Mm. And so given they're using schicciata and the shop's called Three Salamis, I'm guessing it's pretty Italian and it's more of that vibe.
That one is pretty Italian, definitely more of that spirit. It's also pretty cute. Like two of the owners, their grandmother used to call them the two salamis when they would be naughty. And then they have a third co-founder who they've given the honorary title of the third salami. So it's just a cute little name too.
Very cute.